Aziz Ansari is well known to audiences, or probably best known to audiences, for his role on Parks and Rec. He's a very kind of fast-talking, wannabe entrepreneur, doesn't always hit the mark, so he's doing better and better as the series goes on. And the comedian himself, Aziz, is coming to town with his Modern Romance tour, which is sort of his own particular take on love and romance in the digital age. And it continues a pretty good track record for UK student activities. A couple of years ago, they brought in Seth Meyers, who at the time was very popular for hosting the Weekend Update segments on Saturday Night Live, and now is the new host of Late Night on NBC. Just kind of continuing a tradition there.
And this event is happening at Singletary?
Yes, sir.
Also, another UK event is UK Opera Theatre. They are not performing at Singletary this weekend.
No, they are performing at the Lexington Opera House, and they're bringing one of the real great operas of the repertoire back to the stage, Don Giovanni, which is the story of Don Juan and his conquest and his machinations and eventually his comeuppance for all of that. And UK Opera has not done this show in a little over 12 years, which in some opera company cycles would be kind of a long time. That was really kind of a huge production for UK Opera at the time. It sort of signaled the start of their relationships with some very high-profile opera stars who have come in to work with the program at the time. There were some cast members in it who have gone on to do some really cool things, particularly Reshma Shetty, who at the time was an opera student at UK and is now a regular in the cast of Royal Pains, which is a series on the USA Network. And, you know, of course, this weekend we'll see current students, and who knows where they might end up in a few years.
Always an excellent performance. Message Theater on stage also this weekend, Rich.
This is the second weekend for their production of a play by Kentucky Poet Laureate Frank X. Walker. It's called I Dedicate This Ride, and it is a look at Isaac Murphy, who I think is a name, you know, a lot of us know the name Isaac Murphy. We know about the statue and all that, but we really don't know his story very well. So this really kind of illuminates his story, which is, you know, a very bittersweet and kind of tragic story. You know, he really rose to fame as a jockey from pretty much nothing in the era right after slavery. But pretty soon, sort of the white horse racing establishment decided to put the kibosh on the success of black jockeys. And Isaac Murphy definitely suffered in the aftermath of that. But a very interesting look at very big part of Lexington history there.
And Balagula Theater takes us back to the future of 1984, the futuristic novel.
The funny thing is that, you know, the folks at Balagula see is, you know, lately with all the discussion of, you know, national security surveillance and things like that, you know, a lot of terms like Big Brother and 2 + 2 = 5 and stuff are being thrown around. And they feel like it's sort of helping promote their show, you know, which is all about an omnipresent government that is always watching you. And interesting chance to take a stage look at a novel most of us have read at one point or another and remember.
It's a very busy weekend this week, and we look forward, Rich, to checking in with you next week about what's going on across the Lexington area.
Thank you.